From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Pakistan announced Thursday it's rescued a U.S. national, Caitlin Coleman, and her Canadian husband, Joshua Boyle, along with their three children from a tribal region bordering Afghanistan. The couple went missing in Afghanistan in 2012, and the Afghan Taliban later claimed responsibility for abducting them. President Trump talked about the hostages' release.
We hope to see this type of cooperation and teamwork in helping secure the release of remaining hostages and in our future joint counterterrorism operations.
In their last video message released in December of 2016, Coleman and Boyle urged then-President-elect Donald Trump to negotiate with the Taliban to secure their release. In Northern California, the death toll is now at 31 as firefighters battle out-of-control wildfires. Thousands of homes and businesses have been destroyed and hundreds of people are unaccounted for. More than 20 fires are burning across nine counties. Jerry Brown is the state's governor.
We've had big fires in the past. This is one of the biggest, most serious. It's not over.
City of Santa Rosa is a hard-hit area with blocks of neighborhoods virtually obliterated by the fires. Ken Pimlott is director of CAL FIRE.
While we yesterday had a brief respite from the winds, we have returned today to red flag conditions, very dry humidities, 8% in many locations, and winds that are surfacing out of the north, in some places 40 miles an hour.
Firefighters are struggling to strengthen fire containment lines in an effort to stem the fires advances. No word on when any of these fires might be contained. This is VOA News. The United States is withdrawing from the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, also known as UNESCO, accusing the organization of anti-Israel bias. The United States charged the affairs at UNESCO. Chris Hagedorn explained why.
All right. This has absolutely nothing to do with the current election cycle. As I said, this is a decision that was taken after very careful months and months of deliberation and careful review.
Hours after the U.S. announcement, Israel said it would also be leaving the U.N. body. UNESCO responded with regret over the decision. Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi, in a televised address Thursday, said a committee has been set up between the government and international agencies to work together on rehabilitation and restoration in the Rakhine State. Andrew Palchewski has more.
The Nobel Peace Laureate also spoke about the importance of humanitarian assistance for all people in Rakhine and said the government would accept refugees back.
We are negotiating with the government of Bangladesh on the matter of accepting those who are now in Bangladesh. Since our independence, we have twice successfully negotiated with Bangladesh on the issue. Based on these successful traditions, we are now negotiating for the third time.
She said aid groups, international organizations, and Myanmar expatriates would help with the long-term development of the state. She did not refer to accusations of rights abuses by the army. More than 500,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar since August 25th, after insurgent attacks on security forces triggered a violent government crackdown. But the rate has slowed to about 2,000 refugees per day last week. Andrew Palchewski, VOA News.
Frustrated over setbacks in Congress, President Donald Trump wielded his rulemaking power Thursday to launch an end run that might get him closer to his goal of repealing and replacing Obamacare. Whether Trump's executive order will be the play that breaks, though, is not clear. Experts say consumers are not likely to see major changes anytime soon, although the White House is promising lower costs and more options. And country star Jason Aldean is set to make an emotional return to the stage after canceling his tour dates following the mass shooting in Las Vegas. The singer was on stage October 1st when a gunman sprayed bullets into the crowd at the outdoor Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas, killing 58 people and leaving nearly 500 injured. It was the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Aldean is set to resume his tour Thursday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He canceled tours in Los Angeles, San Diego, and Anaheim, California. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.